Ellie's Magic Wellies by Amy Sparks, read by Cara Horgan. One miserable day it rained and it poured. Ellie Pengelly was fed up and bored, until at the door came a rat-a-tat-tat, and there stood Aunt Flo with a marvellous hat. "I'm late for the dentist," said Mum. "I must go, but you stay and play with your dear Auntie Flo." Her aunt gave a smile. "You won't be bored, Ellie. I have bought you a pair of fantabulous wellies."
"Oh, thanks, Auntie Flo. They're great," Ellie cried. "And look, it's even stopped raining outside."
"Just find some puddles," Flo called after Ellie, "and then you'll have fun with those wonderful wellies."
Ellie found a big puddle for splashing about, but as she jumped in, a strange creature jumped out. "My wellies are magic," cried Ellie with glee. The creature bowed low and he said happily, "I'm Flippertigibbet, hip hip hurry. I'm out of my puddle and I'm ready to play. Let's wriggle, let's giggle, let's skip to the sky, play hippity hopscotch and flap till we fly. Let's zippity zoom, that's just what I like," the Flipperty said as he hopped on his bike. But after a while, Ellie ran out of puff.
"I'm tired," she said. "Haven't you had enough?"
"Nonsense and flip-flap," the Flipperty said. "No time for flip-flopping. Come, stand on your head." A thought came to Ellie.
"Let's go in and eat,"
the Flipperty clapped.
"Oh, a splendidly treat."
He darted inside, flinging open the door, and emptied the fridge out on Mum's kitchen floor.
"Let's juggle with jam and jiggle with jelly. Let's guzzle and gobble," he giggled to Ellie.